Kamala Harris uses Wordle phone game as a brain cleanser. By Charlie Spiring on April 18, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris plays the popular word game Wordle on her phone. Even when she is traveling abroad, she revealed in an interview. "I mean, I think that the design of Wordle is genius," she said. "First of all, five letters, but also only one word a day, right? It's really genius." The vice president spoke about her phone puzzler habit in an interview with The Ringer, saying she was first introduced to the game by her son. Harris said it was hard to play the game some days while traveling with 13-14-hour days and little sleep as vice president, but kept working at it. "I must have played it when I was in Poland. But we won't talk about that, right?" she said. "Wordle, for me, is like a brain cleanser," she said. But she repeated her days were very busy and it was hard to find time to play the popular phone game. "It's in the middle of very long days, back-to-back meetings on a lot of intense issues," she said. "If I have a break, let's say that people are running late or my little 25 minutes for lunch. Sometimes while I'm eating I'll figure out Wordle." Harris boasted she has a perfect score on the game. "I have 100%, and I intend to keep it that way." Harris says she is unable to share her Wordle scores, because her secure phone does not allow it. She admitted she sometimes plays the mobile puzzle game at night in bed. "It just depends on the day, right?" she said. "If I was able to get to it during the day, if not, definitely in bed at night." Harris also said she tries to get her staff to play the game. "Some of them laugh about it, because they didn't know that I know it and that I play it," she said. "So that was really funny." She revealed she also views the game as a way to reduce stress. "And again, for me it's a brain cleanser," she repeated. "It's just a nice kind of cleansing the palate in the middle of a lot of other stuff." Wordle was created by a software developer as a website before becoming a smash hit in 2021, especially among establishment journalists and public figures who continue sharing their daily scores on social media. The New York Times purchased the game for low seven figures in January 2022.